Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. Municipalities located within the United Counties of Prescott and Russell are recruiting experienced professionals for appointment to their 2026 Municipal Elections Joint Compliance Audit Committee. The committee is independent of the municipalities and is required by the Municipal Election Act 1996 to consider applications requesting audits of candidates' campaign finances. Applicants should have an understanding of municipal campaign finance provisions and experience working with or as a member of government boards, task forces, and quasi-judicial bodies. Applicants cannot be candidates in the 2026 municipal election, nor can they have committed to providing professional advice to any person running for office, and cannot be members of council or current employees of any municipality located within the United Counties of Prescott and Russell. If interested, the deadline to submit your application is July 10, 2026. You can find more details and the application form on the City of Clarence Rockland website. On October 31, 2025, the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks announced that legislation would be introduced to respect conservation authority oversight, and the consultations would be held regarding the consolidation of conservation authorities. On November 6, Bill 68 was introduced and included amendments to the Conservation Authorities Act that established the Ontario Provincial Conservation Agency. Among other things, the agency has the objectives of overseeing, quote, the governance of conservation authorities and other aspects of authorities such as their operations, including the programs and services they provide to further the purpose of the Act, and overseeing the transition to a regional watershed-based framework for authorities in Ontario, end quotes. From November to December 22nd, consultations were held in regards to the proposed changes, and on March 10, 2026, the minister announced the outcome of consultations and plans for the forthcoming legislation. The main change of this new legislation envisions that the City of Ottawa would fall within the St. Lawrence River Regional Conservation Authority, which would be composed of the current Mississippi Valley, Resin Region, Rideau Valley, and South Nation Conservation Authorities. Another change will affect membership and the removal of the requirement that 70% of appointments of members to the Conservation Authority by a participating municipality be elected officials, and that the positions of chair and vice chair be filled on a rotating basis between participating municipalities. Councillor Isabel Skalski was nominated to represent the South Nation Conservation Board on the Transition Committee. Councillor Skalski declared that this work is important to her since she represents a ward that covers a large portion of the watershed with several conservation projects, key waterfront lands and properties impacted by approvals under the purview of conservation authorities. Further on, she mentioned that she is hopeful that the work ahead will maintain that which is working well, ensure fairness for levy payers, while benefiting from any efficiencies that can be gained through this process. On Monday, June 15, the mayor of Castleman, Genevieve Lajoie, invited the community to the launch of Castleman's first mini food pantry. Residents who are able to give can leave non-perishable food items, while those who need support can take what they need free of charge and without judgment. It is an initiative built on dignity, kindness, and neighbors helping neighbors. As described by Madame Lajoie in a message for the media, this initiative began when a resident, Brittany, shared the idea of a mini food pantry on social media. It was also a project Madame Lajoie had hoped to see brought to life in the community for several years. Further on, Madame Lajoie declared that what she loves most about this project is that it demonstrates what can happen when residents, local businesses, and community leaders work together toward a shared goal. A simple idea became something real because people were willing to collaborate and take action. I hope this pantry becomes more than just a box filled with food. I hope it becomes a symbol of the kindness, generosity, and community spirit that make Castleman such a special place to call home, said the mayor of Castleman, Genevieve Lajoie. If you would like to help, feel free to bring non-perishable food donations to place in the mini pantry located behind the Pharma Saving Castleman. Also in Castleman, through partnership involving Saint-Hubert Giant Steps, the Saint-Hubert Foundation and the Autist and Majeur Foundation, the restaurant now offers an adapted dining experience every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for autistic individuals and their families. Staff receive specialized training, sensory supports are available, and the environment is adjusted to create a more comfortable and welcoming experience. The official ceremony will take place on Sunday 28th at 11 a.m. Genevieve Lajoie, the mayor of Casselman, showed support and excitement about this initiative. Prior to becoming mayor, I worked as both an early childhood educator and an educational assistant. I had the privilege of supporting many autistic children and their families. Through that experience, I saw firsthand how meaningful inclusive environments can be in everyday life. Something as simple as being able to enjoy a meal together in a welcoming environment can make a significant difference for a family, declared Madame Lajoie. On July 1st, the VARS Community Association is organizing a Canada Day event in VARS at 5717 Rockland Road. You are welcome to bring your family, friends, lawn chairs, and the Canadian spirit for a day packed with activities for all ages. Live music, children's activities, community booths, great food, and an evening fireworks display to close out the celebration. Whether you're a long-time resident or visiting from a nearby community, everyone is welcome to come celebrate together. This event is all about community connection, small town spirit, and making summer memories with neighbors old and new. On Thursday, July 9th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Russell Township is organizing the fourth edition of Meet Me. This year's event will take place at Yahoo Park and the surrounding area at 8 Blair Street in Embrun. This community gathering will feature food and beverage kiosks, local nonprofit organizations, live music, face painting, youth activities, fire safety demonstrations, and lots of outdoor fun. It's sure to be a fantastic event for the whole family. You can follow the event on Facebook. If you have any questions or need more information, feel free to reach out to ecodev@russell.ca. On July 10th, the Prescott Russell Arts Council and the Odyssey Theatre are organizing a free mask-making workshop. There are only 15 spots available. For those interested, you will find a Google registration form on the Casselman Municipality website or their Facebook page. If you have any questions, reach out at phone number 613-307-0491 or email at communications@caprac.ca. On Wednesday, July 15, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Parc Serafin Marion, the Marioville Citizens Committee is inviting the community to an evening of live music performed by Green Martini, great food and local refreshments offered by Simply Baked, Country Kitchen, Iron Forge, Embrun, and Big Bite Bistro. Beverage options include Windmill Brewing, Campville Brewing, and King's Law Craft Distillery. Bring your family and friends and enjoy a relaxed summer evening in the heart of Marionville. This summer, from June 19th to September 7th, the Ingenium Museums with the Canada Strong Pass offer a range of benefits designed to encourage exploration of the country and increase access to cultural and natural experiences. Free admission for children and youth aged 17 and under, and half of admission fees for young adults aged 18 to 24 at the Canada Agriculture Food Museum, the Canada Science and Technology Museum, and the Canada Aviation and Space Museum. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.